back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman, our first episode of the day, Lighthouse Point Smugglers Part 6, which first aired on August 2nd, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice, mighty champion of the weak and the oppressed, who has appeared on Earth from the planet Krypton with a physical structure never before attained by mortal men. Superman, who is stronger than a locomotive, faster than a speeding bullet, and who walks about among men disguised as Clark Kent, reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw them, Kent had gone off to find Jasper Quinby and force the truth from him, while Jimmy and his aunt left behind had suddenly discovered that a sketch showing the location of the hidden chamber, plus a cryptic message apparently giving further directions, was contained in the pattern of an old Chinese wallpaper in the dining room. They determined to follow it at once, even in Kent's absence. As our story continues today, Jimmy and Miss Horn are deep in the passages under Hornhouse, following turnings toward the sea. But even as they wind through the dim galleries, others are before them. Jasper Quinby and his helper have already reached the secret door. Listen.
Pete, we're right on top of it. Don't it sound hollow?
Yeah, I'll say it does.
Yeah. Old Captain Horn was smart. He was mighty smart.
Smart? What do you mean?
You know what he done, Pete?
Huh?
He hid the stuff way down here in a watertight chamber. And then he fixed it so nobody could find it. Not even himself, till everything was just exactly right.
Well, what do you mean?
I'll show you what I mean. You know where the tide is right now?
The tide? Why, sure, it's mighty near dead low.
That's right. But that ain't all. Now listen good, Pete. Two or three times each year, the tide ebbs real low and comes in real high. You know that, don't you?
Well, sure I know it. What of it?
Well, now, listen to this. Captain Horn fixed his secret room so you could only get into it just when the tide got real low.
Gee.
He brought that trunk full of Chinese jade down here to the secret room at dead low tide. He waited till just the right time, and then he went in. But something slipped. And he didn't get out.
But listen, Quinby, how could that be? If he got in, why couldn't he get out?
Don't ask me, Pete. Maybe he forgot. Maybe he was half crazy. I don't know about that. But I do know this, because I read it in his own books. He fixed this place so whoever goes in has only got just so long. They got to get in and get out, right at the lowest ebb of the tide. If they don't, if they hang around, the door closes automatically as the water comes in.
What do you mean?
Pete, that there chamber, back of that wall, connects with the sea. I know that much. And pretty near all the time, it's full of water. Look here.
Yeah, what you doing, Quinby?
I'm pulling out these stones. Watch now. Here's the last one. What he called the keystone.
Hey, watch it. There's a lot of water coming out. Put it back,
yeah,
will you? Put
yeah,
it back.
You bet I'll put it back, Pete. You see that water? That means the chamber's still filled up. But it ain't time yet.
Well, what are we going to do? Wait?
We'll wait, all right. But not here. We're going down to the dock and make sure the boys are ready with the boat. Come on.
And as Quinby and his lieutenant disappear down the passageways, Jimmy and Aunt Lou approach the secret door of the hidden room that the smugglers have just left.
Look here, Aunt Lou. Read what it says on the wallpaper I cut from the wall. Take twice three turns and two turns more. The water waits behind the door. The 14th stone, make haste. For then the sea too soon comes in again.
I believe Great-Grandpa was crazy. It don't make no sense to me at all.
It makes sense to me, all right. Look, the passageway's turned eight times, just like it says. And there a wall with a row of stones halfway up.
Jimmy, what you doing? Now, you be careful.
I'm counting up. 11, 12, 13, 14. Aunt Lou, this is the 14th stone.
You be careful.
It turns. Golly, it comes right out. Look.
On my lens. What? Now what?
I don't know. Something ought to happen.
What did that thing say? The sea too soon comes in again? Or what's it mean by that?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it was just to make it rhyme. Aunt Lou, look, will you look?
My stolen body.
The wall, there's a door in it. And the door's opening up.
Jimmy. Jimmy, there's a room in there. With water all over the floor. My lens.
Aunt Lou, look. That's it. That's the secret chamber. It's open and we can go right in. Come on.
Oh, it don't hardly seem right. Closed all these years. Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy, look. Look there. Ain't that a chest? Ain't it?
It's a chest, all right, Aunt Lou. You think that's it?
That's it. Great-grandpa Horn's sea chest. Where he kept the jade. Jimmy, look. Is it locked?
Wait. No. It's fastened down with a kind of a hasp. But it's not locked.
Well, open it. Open it quick.
There it goes. Aunt Lou, look. It's full of packages. Little packages all done up. Here, take one and open it.
It's wringing wet. Like you've been watering it. Can't understand how that could be. Here. Now then. Jimmy, look.
Aunt Lou, is that it? Is that the piece of jade?
That's it, all right. Oh, Jimmy, we've found it. We've found what's been hid all these years. We've got a fortune. I won't have to sell the house. Oh, Jimmy, Jimmy.
Oh, steady, Aunt Lou. Don't cry.
I'm not crying. I'm just so happy. Oh, dear. Jimmy, look at it. It ain't a big chest, but it's full to the top.
You say it's worth a lot of money, Aunt Lou?
Oh, my land, yes. Goodness knows how much. If poor mother only had it, if she'd only known. Oh.
What's that, Aunt Lou?
What?
The door. Quick, quick.
Why? What happened? It's just loose shut. Jimmy, go get it open again.
I'll try.
Quick.
I'll try, Aunt Lou. Come here and push. Come on, Aunt Lou.
Wait a minute. What's that? I hear something. Listen.
Water. There's water coming out of that hole in the wall. Aunt
Jimmy,
Lou.
The chest. That's why it was wet. There was water in the room. It was full of water. It's filling up again. Jimmy, that's what's wrong, Captain Joshua. Oh, Jimmy, get that door.
Aunt Lou, push on it.
Mr.
Push
Kent.
Hard. Look at the water. It's coming up
Mr.
fast.
Kent.
It's all around my ankles. Mr. Kent, help. Help, Mr. Kent.
Superman went off to find Jasper Quinby at his home, has not been successful, and has now returned to Horn House.
Jimmy! Jimmy Olsen! Jimmy, where are you? Miss Horn!
Huh. That's queer. I wonder what's happened. Well, maybe they're upstairs with Chris.
Oh, Jimmy! Oh, hello, Tiger. Good dog. All right, Tiger. Now, keep out of my way, Tiger. Run along, find a bone. That's a good dog. Run along, will you? Looking for Jimmy and Miss Horn. Wait a minute, Tiger. What's the matter with you? Wait now. What do you want? Let go of my coat, Tiger. Tiger, drop that. Take your feet off me. They're all muddy. Now, wait. What is it, Tiger? What do you want, boy? Is Jimmy down in the cellar? Is that what you want? You want me to follow you? Great heavens. They're in trouble. That's what the dog wants. They're down in the galleries. Something's happened. Tiger. Good dog now. Good dog. All right, now go on. Go on. Go find Jimmy. Find Miss Horn. That's a good dog. I'm right with you, Tiger. Go on. Go on.
Doggone you, Pete. I told you not to waste all that time.
I couldn't help it, Quinby.
Now, there's a good chance we're too late. The tide will be back in the chamber.
Here we are. Here's the wall. Hey, Quinby. Listen. What's that?
Voices. Voices in the room.
Yeah.
Pete, it's the kid and the old woman. Pete, they're in there and the tide's got them.
Oh, Lord, Quinby. How'd they do it?
They're caught. They're caught, sure, Pete. Come on, get out of this. I don't want no part of it. We gotta get away. Listen, I hear a dog. Someone's coming. Run. Run back to the boat. Maybe the water comes in here, too. Run, Pete. I'm getting out of here for good. Run! Run!
Tiger. Go on, Tiger. Where are they? Don't stop there. That's just a wall. Wait. Great heavens.
They're in the secret room. They're caught. They're drowning. Tiger, be back, boy. This is a job for Superman, and I must work fast. Look out. Jimmy! Jimmy, I'm coming! There we are.
Mr. Kent! Mr. Kent, I knew you'd come!
Quick, Jimmy! My heavens, it's a mill race! Run! Run back up the gallery! Miss Horn!
I'm all right. I don't need no help. Quick!
Come on, Aunt Lou!
Quick!
Mr. Kent, that chest!
Run! Run on ahead as fast as you can! There's water coming all the time! Hurry, we'll be caught! There they go. Now the chest. Just make it. Just in the nick of time. Oh, thank heavens, they're out. Now up with the chest.
There. You drink your tea. I'm going up to see Chris. Is there anything more you want?
No, thanks. Got plenty, Aunt Lou.
Plenty here. And I can use a little nourishment, I'll tell you.
Before I go, Mr. Kent, I just want to say this.
No, don't you say a word, Miss Horn, please.
You got us out of that dreadful place. You brought back Captain Joshua's chest. And now, well, we've got the Horn family, Jade, and
yes, I... and Jimmy and I have a tremendous story for the paper. Don't forget that. Come on there, young fella, get a move on. Get that tea down in a hurry. We'll go find the nearest telegraph office.
You betcha.
Everybody safe and sound after an exciting, almost fatal adventure in the mysterious galleries of Horn House. And another scoop for the Daily Planet is delivered by Clark Kent. But what's coming next? Already back in the Planet offices, another adventure is waiting. Thrilling. Incredible. Tune in next time and follow the story of Superman.
Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
And our second episode of the day, the first of a three-part story, The Pillar of Fire at Graves End, Part 1, which first aired on August 5th, 1940.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, mighty visitor from another world who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. Superman, who can twist steel in his bare hands, leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target. And he walks about among human beings disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered news reporter for the Daily Planet. As our story opens, we find Clark Kent in Editor Perry White's office. With him is Lois Lane, girl reporter. From the backwoods mountain regions near the isolated town of Gravesend, the Daily Planet has been receiving strange reports. Mysterious disappearances of Gravesend inhabitants. A terrifying pillar of fire that burns in the hills. Then this morning, Editor White received a letter from Gravesend. He is about to read it to Clark Kent and Lois Lane when the phone rings. Listen.
There it is. White speaking.
Hello. Hello, I want the editor.
This is the editor. What can I do for you?
So they finally let me talk to you. I'm calling from Gravesend.
From Gravesend, eh? Hold the wire a second. Okay. Lois, pick up the extension pole. I want you both to listen in on this.
Okay. Come on, Miss Lane, over here.
All set, Ken?
Yes, go ahead, Miss Lane.
I'm sorry about the interruption, Mr.
Harris is my name. Now, did you get a letter from someone in Gravesend?
Why, yes. Mr. Lee Jenkins. Has anything new happened up there?
Nothing that's any of your business. Now, I'm calling to tell you not to pay no attention to Lee Jenkins' letter. He's a crazy fool.
You mean you don't need any help?
I'll make it stronger than that. We're warning you newspaper folks to stay away. Us Gravesenders can take care of our own trouble. He don't want no outsiders up here.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Harris. Operator. I've been cut off. Hello.
No, you don't, Mr. White. He hung up on you.
Warned to stay away. That's crazy. Something is brewing up there, Kent. Something serious.
Where is that letter this Harris spoke about, Mr. White?
On my desk. Here. Read it, Kent.
Looks like an old man's handwriting. Dear editor, I write to you because other folks is afraid. Ever since the pillar of fire come up out of the ground in Gravesend, we have been living in fear of our lives. Three people went up to look at the flame and never come back. The leader says it's a sign that we should leave our homes and move away. But some of us ain't got the money to move. Please help us.
Is that all of it?
No, there's a bit more, Miss Hank. If you send up a reporter, have him meet me at the bridge 5 miles outside of town at 11 o'clock Monday night.
Why, that's tonight.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, well, here's the rest of it. Don't let him come to the village if he values his life. Signed, Lee Jenkins.
Well, Kent, what do you make of it?
Well, it's hard to say, Mr. White.
Would you like to go up there and look into it?
I certainly would.
And I'll go with you.
It might be dangerous for you, Lois. Those mountaineers have no respect for law and order.
Well, I'm not afraid.
Well, all right. You both start immediately. You'll have a 200-mile drive over narrow mountain roads. But you should be able to reach that bridge that Jensen mentioned by 11 tonight. And, Kent.
Yes, Mr. White?
Now, please be careful. Be very careful.
What time is it, Miss Lane?
It's just 10:30 p.m. How far are we from that bridge?
Oh, about 10 miles, if we're on the right road. I wish I was sure.
Maybe you'd better stop and look at that map.
Ah, good idea. Ah, let's have a look here. Well, here we are.
Yeah.
We turned left at the forks there. Yeah, this must be the road.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, just cowbells. Probably a farm nearby.
Oh.
Yes, I'm certain this is the road, all right. We'll keep going.
Listen, Mr. Kent. That sound's coming closer.
Oh, forget it. It's only cowbells.
No, it isn't. Look down that road. That white shadow.
Somebody walking in this direction. Coming into the beam of our headlights.
Well, it's an old man.
Well, that's lucky. We'll ask him how far we are from the bridge.
He's carrying a string of bells in his hands. Look how he's dressed.
Yeah, long hooded robe. Well, that's an odd costume for a man to be wearing.
Mr. Kent, I'm scared.
Pardon me, mister. Can you tell us whether this road leads to the Gravesend Bridge?
Go back. Go back.
Oh, Mr. Kent.
Say, all we want is some information, mister.
Go back. Go back. Danger lies ahead.
Oh, Mr. Kent.
No, don't be afraid.
Look, he's walking into the woods.
I'm going to follow him and find out what this is all about.
No, you stay here. I don't want to be left alone.
Well, all right. He's gone anyway. Disappeared through the trees.
Like a shadow. Oh, Mr. Kent, let's get away from here quickly.
Okay, can't say that I blame him. What time is it now, Miss Lane?
Exactly 11 o'clock.
Oh, good. We should be at that bridge soon. Yes, there it is in front of us. Why don't we just drive across and park on the other side? Ah. Well, we make good time from the city. Do you see anybody?
No. Not a soul.
Neither do I. Well, we're on time, but Jenkins hasn't shown up yet.
See, I have a feeling something's wrong. He's not going to come. I know it.
Oh, Miss Lane, you're still upset about that old man.
Then why not? Can you explain that strange costume and the bells and warning? Clark Kent, you haven't heard a word I've been saying. What's the matter with you?
Miss Lane, wait. You smell something burning?
Yes. Yes, I do. Smells like rope. Maybe the car.
No. It seems to be coming from under the bridge. Let's walk over there and take a look, huh?
Okay.
I see it. Something's sputtering down there under the bridge girder.
Mr. Kent, it is a rope.
Rope, nothing. That's a fuse, and that box it's attached to must be a bomb. Get back. Run for your life.
Oh, good heavens, Mr. Kent.
Don't talk. Keep running. That fuse had only an inch or two to go.
Was meant for us.
Whoever put it there expected us to park on the bridge. Oh, it's lucky for us that we didn't.
Mr. Kent, do you think Jenkins could have planted that bomb?
No, I'm sure it wasn't Jenkins. His letter indicated he was much too anxious to have us help him.
That must have been that man who telephoned Mr. White. You know Harris.
That's possible. And I don't think Jenkins will meet us. Harris knew about his letter and probably stopped him from coming.
Oh, what do we do now?
Well, we can't go back. The bridge is gone. I guess we'll just have to go on to Gravesend.
Mr. Kent, in spite of the warning?
Well, they won't expect us now. They'll figure that we're either dead or stuck on the other side of the ridge. Remember, that bomb was timed to go off at 11 o'clock sharp.
Yeah.
We'll drive on to the town and find a place to put up for the night. Does that suit you?
Well, you have to. Nothing else to do.
All right. Let's get going.
Gravesend by now?
Well, we can't be very far away. Hey, what's that up ahead? Just see it in the headlights.
Why, it's a gate. And a high wall.
And houses behind the wall. Well, Miss Lane, that must be Gravesend.
Well, why should they have a wall around it?
It's odd, isn't it? Well, we'll soon find out.
It's quiet. Nobody at the gate.
Well, we can't blow the horn. It might wake up the wrong people.
We've got to get in somehow.
You stay here, Miss Lane. I'm going to try that gate.
Can you leave me here alone?
I'll only be gone a few minutes. There's nothing to be afraid of if you do as I say. No matter what happens, stay in the car. Do you have your police whistle with you?
Yeah.
Well, if you should need me, give it a good hard blast, and I'll come back in a jiffy. But I'm sure you won't need me. Now then, I'm far enough away from the car. Miss Lane can't see me.
This looks like a job for Superman. Something very strange about all this. People don't blow up bridges and build walls around their village unless they have good reason. First, I'll get through this gate and find Lee Jenkins. Now, lock tight. Heavy steel latch. That's not too much for Superman. I'll just put on the pressure. Oh, it must be a foot thick, reinforced by iron bands. This ought to snap the lock. Well, that did it. There we are. Coast is clear. Now to locate Lee Jenkins. Wait. No. Someone's running this way. I'd better change back to Clark Kent.
Hey, how do you get in here? Who do you want?
Oh, your gate was unlocked. I'm looking for Mr. Lee Jenkins.
Unlocked, eh? That's funny. So you must be that city reporter. I warned you to stay away from here.
Well, then you must be Harris. Well, now that I am here, what are you going to do about it?
I'll show you. Now get your hands up, quick.
Oh, a gun, huh?
Yes, and I'll use it if you try any tricks. The leader gave strict orders you weren't to come up here. But since you did get in, I'll let him handle you.
The leader? Well, I'd like to meet this leader of yours.
So you'd like to meet him, would you?
Yes.
Well, you're going to. And when you do, maybe you'll change your mind. Now, come on.
Wait a minute. Who's that over near the gate?
You'll find out. You'll find out.
A strange trip and a threatening ending. A walled village and an old man who warns of dangers that lie ahead. Who is the mysterious leader? Is he the white-robed old man with the tinkling bells? What deep, dark secret hangs over the town of Gravesend? And will Clark Kent be able to discover it? Tune in next time and follow the exciting story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.